today, Windows 95. What is it? Where do you stick it? What is Bill Gates up to? And is it anything like what the Riddler was trying to do in that last Batman flick? Also today, Mick takes a swing at the so-called Young Performer of the Year Awards. We'll take you behind the scenes on that troubled Val Kilmer film being shot up north. And we attempt to make contact with the new Keith Richards, Dieter Brummer. As always, we'll play Radio Gladiators, home of the much sought-after three-packer CDs. And joining us live, the edgy loner of Australian comedy, Darren Casey. Yes, it's all coming up on the program that makes Nelson Mandela call-free slippers, Martin Molloy. Martin Molloy for a Thursday with myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here. A man whose rival version of Windows 95 comes with a little bloke giving you a bum press. It's a lovely touch, Mick Molloy.
I worked long and hard. It was a worldwide launch, synchronised. Oh, it's gone off like clockwork.
And I'm afraid the show, look, we've already descended into the gutter. Remember we said we weren't going to do that today?
No.
Because there's been a lot of sailor talk on the program this week. There's been a lot of, you know, Michael Jackson gear and a lot of, you know, talk about Pamela Anderson and Dieter Brummer. So what I thought we might do today is start with a bit of culture, a bit of high art. And I believe, Mick, you're a bit concerned about something that's going on in the world of culture at the moment.
Yes, Tone. Tonight on television, and listen up, everyone, because this concerns you, tune into the ABC at 8:30 and check out the biggest farce, that's right, farce, ever presented for public consumption. And I am, of course, referring to the Young Performers of the Year Awards.
All right.
Yeah, now, Tony, I don't know about you, but I've been standing at the front of my house beside the letterbox for about 3 months now, every day, just waiting and hoping for that elusive invitation, that all-important notification that I had been selected as one of those wily youngsters produced by this great big brown country of ours, nominated for a Young Performers Award. And you know what I've got to show for this solitary vigil?
What?
Do you know what I've got to show, Tone?
Tell us.
Diddly. Sweet diddly. I have been snubbed, Tone. Treated like a leper by the people whose respect I crave, nay, yearn for. That's right, yearn for. Buggy your logie, stuff your People's Choice Awards. Give me one of those brand spanking shiny new hoity-toity Young Performers Awards. All right, so maybe I'm not a mottycoddled freak who was handcuffed to a piano by my parents at the age of 3 to learn some long-dead European tosspot's unfinished sonata. Maybe I'd rather employ my finely honed abilities with a trumpet by annoying people at the cricket rather than joining those bedwetting mummies boys on the French horn at the MSO so they can perform like trained monkeys for the aristocratic fops who bung on the cravat and crawl all over the long, decomposed, smelly carcass of Mozart like maggots in black tie. Maybe I'd prefer to have a mechanical ball between my legs than a cello. Maybe I prefer Hootie to Cozy Van Tootie. Maybe, just maybe, the only wind instrument I'll ever successfully master is my own ass. But I tell you one thing, young performers. If any of you maladjusted nutbags want to take your hand off the oboe long enough to whack it under your armpit and have a go at that farty sound, I'll see you centre stage maestro.
Martin. On Martin Molloy with I Want to Break Free. And Mick, if you open the papers, if you turn on the telly, if you go out in the street, it's just windows, 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 isn't it?
They're everywhere. Were they airdropped in? What happened? One day everything was fine, next day, hello, Windows 95. Everywhere. Knee deep in them.
All, just anyone, do you have a conversation with people today? How'd you go? What'd you do last night? Windows. They're just talking Windows. They just can't get enough of Windows. And I think we've got to find out what it's all about.
Because we have no idea, do we? Well, yeah, Windows 95. Yes, got myself some last night. Yeah, it's very good.
We've been very busy good. Looking in the papers.
It's a board game. Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought I was getting something like Maxi Walker's, you know, Take It to the Max, his new board game. Windows 95, this looks like fun. No battleships, no top hats, no nothing.
no lead pipe in the drawing room.
Absolutely.
No. Because we've been far too busy with the noses down in the papers looking for new stuff to talk about re-Michael Jackson, we've got no idea what all this Windows mania is about. And I'm sure a lot of people listening don't know either.
No.
So we'd like, as always, we'd like someone to call up who does know and just explain it to us. And give us all the details. Paint the broad picture. Mm.
We need someone who's knowledgeable in the world of computers for this to work.
Basically. Yeah, and who doesn't mind, you know, spending a couple of minutes with a pair of bozos.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. So call us up now if you know what Windows is all about on 1-800-657-657-7.
Remember this guy from those Police Academy films? Well, now you can see him live at the Comedy Corral in his all-new stand-up show, Mick Maloyslow, Live and Irritating. You'll be totally perplexed by his inane series of grunts. You'll laugh at his unbelievably transparent attempts to cobble a few predictable noises into some kind of coherent narrative.
So anyway, I got out of the car, walked down the gravel driveway, and stepped on the cat. So the helicopter came over, and luckily I found my gun, and it crashed, and the rotor blade came off and hit the cat. No, you're too kind. You guys are crazy.
The Clown Prince of Comedy will stun you with his mystifying vocal impressions.
So I decided to give this guy a call.
Hello, nobody is in right now. Please leave a message.
So I slammed the phone down on the cat.
You and your friends will fall about laughing when you hear something genuinely funny. Unfortunately, it won't be at this show.
The Force, Luke. Use the Force.
So anyway, I went to kick it, missed, and guess what I kicked?
Wouldn't be the cat, would it?
Nah, it was a dog. Who sounded a bit like a cat.
So book now at the Comedy Corral for Mick Maloyslow. Must end Thursday, cos it's crap.
Any requests?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the sound of this stubby bouncing off your head.
Ooh, okay, that's a hard one. I'll see if I... Oh, quick, call an ambulance. Oh, I'm going to call a helicopter. I think I'm going to pass out now. Oh, I hope I don't fall on that cat.
We've been asking you to tell us about this new Windows 95 gear. What's it all about? Mickey, have you found anybody who knows?
Yes, we've been inundated with callers from computer experts. We've got one on the line now, Greg. Greg, where are you from?
Chatswood, wall-to-wall computer services.
Okie dokie. Now, you're au fait, up to speed with Windows 95?
Yeah, I think so.
This wasn't out of the blue for you? You didn't wake up and open the door and go, Jesus, Windows 95, how did that happen?
No.
You were expecting this?
Yeah.
Have you got it in?
Yep, we've been running it for about 4 or 5 months, the beta version of it.
But it was only, hey. It was only released yesterday.
That's right.
So how did you get it 4 months ago? You're not one of these hackers.
No. Beta version from Microsoft. It's a pre-release version that now so you can iron out the bugs.
Very nice. In with the right crowd, are we, Gregory?
Now, what about down at the shop this morning? Were the people around the block trying to get their hands on it?
Yeah. We actually went out to, me and a friend of mine went out to Harvey Norman last night to Auburn. So there was a pretty reasonable crowd sitting out there waiting for it at midnight.
And who was the first person? Who was the first person to get there? Because I see in the paper this morning, the first bloke in the world to get their hands on it is just you know, the daggiest looking bloke I've ever seen in New Zealand. He just can't believe his luck. He's thinking, well, this is going to pull the babe. So I got Windows. I got the first copy.
He's got Windows, but I think he's got it about 15 years too early because they don't have computers there yet, do they, in New Zealand?
Oh, New Zealand? Oh, yeah, we've got every. We've got curtains 95. That's how ahead we are.
They're still using Windows 67 in New Zealand. Okay, so, Greg, anyway, back to you. What can you tell us, in a nutshell, how's this going to change our lives?
Well, the idea is basically it's easier to use for new users.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a single menu system instead of program groups and icons to work through.
Oh, good.
You also have access to the Microsoft network, which is sort of like your internet style of thing.
Yeah.
Where you can send and receive files to other people around the world.
Is that new? Is that different from Windows 94?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So Windows 94...
Microsoft Network is brand new.
Windows 94 right now is looking like a big fat turkey, is it? So it's looking like the biggest lame duck dud Windows that was ever released.
It's looking like Rubik's Cube. It's looking like the feet seat. It's looking like those pens that had eight different colours.
It's not going to be a big fad, is it? Remember when everyone had a digital watch and everyone goes, no, mate, this is the way of the future. You know, get yourself a digital watch. And then 5 years later, everyone's gone back to, you know, the pointy hands. I mean, everyone's going, yeah, Windows 95, but in a few years, everyone will be going, probably denying it, going, you didn't get sucked in by that Windows 95 rubbish, did you?
And what's Bill Gates up to, do you think, Greg? Is it sinister? Is he like the Riddler in Batman? Is it some kind of world domination scheme he's got? Are people going to have world, you know, Windows for about 3 months and suddenly it's just going to start getting messages out to them going, go out to your front door, leave all your money out the front in a big stack, that sort of thing. Is that what he's up to?
I think he's doing okay out of it.
Okay, now what about the theme song? Are you happy with the choice of Start Me Up as the theme song for Windows?
Sure, fine.
That was all right. I think our producer's got one. He reckons should have been the go. What do you got for us, Gracie? It says Windows. Oh, that's great. From Microsoft.
I'd buy one.
Yes, it's really good until next year when you have to buy the next version for heaps more. I think that's good. Have you got anything else for us that says... Oh, yes, that's good. What about this, Greg?
Get yourself some Windows 95, baby.
Windows.
It's the Windows to your soul.
Have you got anything else? I don't like these. Have you got anything else for us? This is screaming technological information superhighway revolution.
Yeah, I think that's the one, hey?
Okay, Greg, we're sending you down a tape of that, and we want you playing that in the computer shop 24 hours a day from now on, okay?
Sure.
And they're moving out the doors. It's really popular. You can speak on Windows 95 behalf, Greg.
We don't actually sell products. We actually provide computer training.
I know that, mate, but I'm asking you as a person.
Yeah?
I'm asking you as a man. I'm asking you as Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give it your stamp of approval? Can you give it the nod?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
All right, well, go and get yourself Windows 95, and if it's a dud, go and see Greg.
Hey, Greg,
yeah.
You might have Windows 95, but we've got a three-pack of CDs. Impressed?
Yeah, I am, extremely.
Yeah, that's moving.
Heard a lot on the ads about that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, you know, call Bill Gates and just tell him that from us. Thanks very much, Greg, for joining us today on Martin Malloy.
Yes.
How do you use them?
Why do I get the feeling we're the only two blokes in the whole country who don't know anything about it?
We're amusing ourselves. Anyway.
Even Greg was looking down his nose at us on the phone. He was just going, wake up, guys. It's the 90s.
Mm. Mm. Anyway, that wraps it up for another Martin Malloy. It was a good show, and it's not over, is it?
It's not over yet.
I just want to get going.
Oh, we've got the big party.
We've got
tonight.
A big party on tonight. It's going to be great. Now, you've got everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got everything.
You've got everything I asked.
I've got the cheese.
You got some drinks. Did you get the other? Did you get the bizzo?
Oh, you're not going to make this call, are you, Mick?
Please. You got to be organised now because it'll be too late afterwards.
Okay, I don't know about this. Here we go, people. Sorry about... Okay.
Afternoon, 7 Melbourne.
Hello, could we speak to Dieter Brommer, please?
Well, from Sydney. It's... I doubt we should get to speak to. Who's calling?
Tony Martin and Mick Malloy.
Right. Hold on a sec. I'll put you through the Sydney switchboard.
Okay,
sir. 1, 2.
Good afternoon, Channel 7.
Hello, could we speak to Dieter Brommer, please?
Just a moment. Home and away, Melissa speaking.
Hello, could we speak to Dieter Brummer, please?
No, you can't. Can I take a message?
Yes, we just want to know if he's got anything.
Please.
Hello, who's this?
So, this is the Home and Away production office.
And who are you?
Melissa.
Not Melissa George.
No, I'm not. Who are you?
Mick Malloy.
Are you?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Now, so Dieter can't help us today?
No, he can't. He's actually on set as we speak.
No. All the other actors will be looked after then. Can you get a message to him for us?
Yeah, I can.
Call Mick and Tony urgent. We're prepared to drop by and we've got cash. Okay?
Okay.
He's expecting our call. And tell him not to gaffer tape it to his chest this time because the hairs kind of, you know, little hairs and sticky bits and everything.
Okay, I'll pass it on for
you. Good on ya.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
The new SAFM, now with the DJs Tony Martin and Mick Malloy.
I'm sure this bloke didn't know it was illegal to stand on a whale. I mean, shouldn't there be signs on the whale itself? No standing?
Tell us what gets you off with...
Return you to abnormal programming. Martin Malloy.
And today's challenge, it's one of the traditional favourites of most radio programs. Brush with Fame. Mm. I think that's what it's usually called.
That's
Brush
what we'll
with,
call it.
Greatness sometimes.
Can't think of anything more imaginative, more exciting than that. Brush with Fame. Have you met anyone famous?
That's
right.
Have
you seen them?
Have you been? Have you seen Abigail down the servo?
Mm.
Have you seen Silverchair down the go-kart rink? Have you seen ex-ABC newsreader Clive Hale at a karaoke night just belting out a bit of Galveston, as I've been told he likes to do? Have you seen Dieter Brummer down the 7-Eleven buying a really big bag of CCs? That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. Mm-hmm. But it has to be true.
It has to be true. It has to be real. We don't want anyone making up, you know, the old...
Don't,
you know, spending a few porkies at us.
Don't do what we do.
Yeah.
It's got to be
exactly
true. And, yeah, so we want the truth. We don't want porkies. We don't want Demidenkos. That's what we're not looking for. And, of course, the prize is, well, $200 in cash. Who cares about that? Let's get to the three-pack of CDs, which has got people saying, no, forget Windows 95. Not interested. Where can I get me one of them three packs, including Alanis Morissette's new bit of gear? And if you'd like to well win that cornucopia of prizes, I think I can call that with without fear of contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
Call now with your Brush with Fame on 1-800-657-657.
Martin Malloy.
But this is Martin Malloy. Radio Gladiators is about to really just take us into a new realm of entertainment because we're talking Brush with Fame. We want to know, have you met someone famous in, you know, in the street at the 7-Eleven down the servo? Who have you got for us, Mick?
We've got Jody on the line. G'day, Jody. Hello, Jody. Jody's gone. Why don't we mosey on down to Lee? Lee, are you there?
No. Lee.
Yes, hello. Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Yes. Problem with the phones.
Yeah,
problem with the phones.
We shouldn't be using these Optus ones.
We've got to get back to Telstra.
It's Telstra your Mobile Windows on your phone, yeah. You haven't got Windows.
We haven't got Windows. Now, Lee, have we heard from you before?
Well, you haven't heard from me, but my uncle, Clem, you have, I think, yeah.
Oh, not Clem, the pensioner.
Yeah, he lives here with me, yeah, it's shocking.
Oh, okay, right. Can you give us a bit of Clem?
Would you like me to put him on?
Yeah, Hang on.
He's got the Wheel of Fortune on. Hang on. Clem, here he comes. He's coming, hang on. Who's that? Is it? Yes, hello, who's this?
It's Mick and Tony.
Oh, is that you, Martin, is it?
Yes.
Look, Martin.
I think we'd like to speak to Lee again. And Lee, there'll be a silver logie in the mail for you. And as we've said on the program yesterday, the silver logie's the best one because it's hollowed out and there's a little surprise from
Dieter
inside.
Well, thanks very much, Tony, for that.
Now, what was your brush with Fame?
Well, I actually ran into Tony Gregg down at the 7-Eleven.
Did
true
you?
Story. Yes, he was deciding between Cheezels and Burger Rings in the aisle, and I just happened to spot him. I was staring at him. I noticed the big white hat, obviously.
And how was he choosing between them? Was he prodding him with a set of keys?
No.
Well, the cracks, he had one are really opening up here in the chicken job
he does. He was definitely putting his hand out for them, but as soon as I saw him and looking at him trying to recognise who he was, he saw me and sort of took off at the shop. So not a good sign. But
playing a bit cagey.
Okay. Probably upset at the shopper comfort conditions.
Exactly. All right, I think that's not a bad one, but can we go one better, Mickey?
Yeah, we've got Steve on the line. G'day, Steve.
Yeah.
How you going?
Good, thank you.
All right, you've had a brush with someone supposedly famous. Care to elaborate?
fairly famous, the articulate Clive James.
Indeed. And where did you run into him? Don't tell me, was it a library? Was it a bookshop? Was it a house of learning at uni? Where?
I met him in a pie shop.
A pie shop?
Pie shop in downtown Cogra.
In Cogra?
Yeah, yeah, home of Lucky Grills.
Well, that's who he would have been visiting.
He probably.
Give me a pie. No, better make it 20, because no, I'm dropping in at Lucky's house.
He was actually asking for some Noonish tarts.
Oh,
some
Noonish tarts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like Lucky.
No,
I don't think he was visiting Chateau Grills that day.
Is Cogram big enough for the two of them? For Lucky Grills and Clive James?
Yeah, I mean, Clive James grew up in Cogram and went to Cogram High.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So his roots, all, you know, looking for him.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's a very poignant encounter, but who's next, Mickey?
We've got Monique on the line. G'day, Monique.
Hi.
How are you going?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad now. You've met someone famous, we understand?
I met four famous people.
So this is Brush with Fame. Who is it?
The cast of Paradise Beach.
Yeah, but have you met someone famous?
They were very famous to us. We lined up for 2 hours just to get their autograph.
Did you
Don't
really?
Laugh at me.
Really, you know that's 2 hours you're never going to get back.
I know, it's such a waste of time. They were so rude.
Were they?
They were the rudest people. They
Tell
had
me
the
what
biggest
they said.
Egos.
What were they saying? Give us a sample.
All right, okay. My friend made a total fool of herself. She said, to this John Bennett guy, I don't even know who he is anymore. She said, oh, I love you and you've got the sexiest body. And he's just like, yeah, I know. You know, I'm just too good. And he signed, you know, he gave us his autograph and we were so happy. You know, we bragged about it for the next month.
That's what that guy said to Clive James when he met him in the pie shop. You know, I love you, you've got the sexiest body.
That's not a bad one, Mickey. Have we got time for one more?
Do we? I don't know.
Have you got anyone else for us?
Is Jody back online?
No,
we've
got a Michael.
We've got a Michael online. Michael.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Not too bad. Who's your brush with fame? Who'd you meet?
Humphrey B. Bear, mate.
Oh, what were the circumstances there? Pie shop? What was the circumstances?
Oh, it was about 3 years ago, mate, at Dreamworld on the Gold Coast.
At Dreamworld on the Gold Coast. And was he in the suit at the time?
He certainly was, mate.
And then what was said? Well, nothing, obviously. He doesn't talk.
No, actually, something was said.
What was said?
Being little terrors we were back then, we kept on, like, running into him and hitting him and all that type of stuff. And
did you put him into intensive care?
Oh, it was nearly. And the slight words get, you know,
yes, we know those words only too well on this program. Yes, well, that's not a bad one, Mickey, but I really think we have to really go out in sympathy with the woman who got abused by the cast of Paradise Beach. She's
absolutely
our winner today. And is it Monique? Are you there?
Pack.
Yeah,
oh,
three packs of 3 days.
Oh my God, I love you. You're so sexy.
Oh yeah, I bet you say that to all the radio programs and soap opera actors you suck up to.
Oh my God, you're joking.
And you've got $200 cash as well.
Oh, I got a three pack, Mum.
Hang on, I think we're speaking to Yoko Ono. But we'll play Radio Gladiators again tomorrow, people, and stick around because in the next hour we're going to be talking to a pretty funny bloke, Mr. Darren Casey.